anything, and I mean anything you want, is possible for you to manifest with reality shifting. I'm going to share with you 5 easy steps to get the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health and happiness you depend on and deserve. Reality shifting coming up.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. High Flyers want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. Look at money, love, success, a specific person, saving your relationship, saving your business. We can help you with the law of attraction. We've helped people in 60 different countries, and we can help you too. Lawofattractionsolutions.com. Reality shifting is the process of consciously and intentionally focusing on your subjective reality, changing your subjective reality with such passion, but you're imprinting in your subconscious mind, which is the connecting link to the infinite field of potential. And thus you shift your entire reality. And it happens fast. Now, reality shifting, High Flyers, it's easy to do because at some level, we all do it every day. If you're looking at your life right now and you're going, man, I sure don't like what's going on here, and I sure don't like what's going on in my relationship, and I sure don't like what's going on with my money, that's the reality that you have shifted to at an earlier time in your life. You can change that right now. So I'm going to share with you 5 easy ways. I mean, they're absolutely easy, and you'll be able to do it right away. Number 5 is the most important, so hang on for that. But High Flyers, before we begin, you know, most of the people that watch this channel never subscribe. So while you're thinking about it, why don't you subscribe and click that bell icon so you can follow us and keep in touch with the Law of Attraction, because we're putting out new videos almost every single day to empower your life with the Law of Attraction. So number 1 is what I call mindset, self-confidence, and belief. The secret to shifting your reality is to cultivate a no limits belief, a no limits belief that you can shift your reality, that you have the power to shift your reality. Because, hey, if you don't believe that you can shift your reality, then chances are, right from the beginning, you'll struggle with the whole process. I believe it's essential to have an unwavering belief in the reality that you desire to create. I can't think of any successful human being in any endeavor in life that kind of doubted that they could ever do what they did. You think the Wright brothers doubted that they could fly? I don't think so. Even though no one had gotten off the ground prior to the Wright brothers, they had an unwavering belief that they could do it. And it's the same thing with money. It's the same thing with relationships. It's the same thing with healing and your health. So while you have an unwavering belief that you can do it, that it is possible, you have to have an unwavering belief that you are worthy of it, that you're worthy to change your reality from poverty to wealth, from loneliness to love, from sickness to health. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Dr. Wayne Dyer. So part of shifting your reality is shifting your belief, which allows you to see your reality in a different way. In other words, you stop looking at the 3D and you stop talking to yourself about what can't happen, and you start talking to yourself about what can happen, and then you even go further and you start talking to yourself as if it's already happened. So high flyers, number two is imagine clearly the reality that you want. Our ability to think creatively and to see beyond the constraints of our current reality is an essential ingredient in human progress. Albert Einstein. Our ability to think creatively, what Einstein is talking about, is the use of imagination. High flyers, your imagination is absolutely essential because you can imagine a beautiful life filled with love with your specific person. You can imagine a successful business making the kinds of money you desire. You can imagine health and vitality running up a flight of stairs. You can imagine it, and if you can imagine it and bring it into you to the point where you believe it and you refuse, absolutely refuse to doubt it, then you will live it. I believe that it's important every morning when you wake up to spend a little bit of time imagining all the good things that are coming into your life today. One of my affirmations that I say every morning is, good things are coming my way today. But I don't stop there. I close my eyes and I focus just for, a minute or two on the kind of day that I want to live, the kind of miracles that I want to see manifesting in my life. And then, of course, it's important to do it every evening and do it as you fall asleep, because that ends up in your dream life and in your sleep life and in your subconscious. And your subconscious, it's the creative link to the invisible, to the universe, to the quantum field. And so it's important to get this imagination, whatever it is, and don't limit your imagination. Don't say to yourself, no, that's not going to work. I know you might be tempted to do that, but do not do that. Focus on an unlimited belief system that whatever you imagine, you can manifest if you believe it strong enough. There was a book that I read many years ago, and unfortunately, I can't remember the book, but the lady was condemned to death by the doctors who told her she had about a month or two to live, and she had cancer. And at the time, the game Pac-Man was very popular, and so she liked to play Pac-Man. And so she began playing Pac-Man in her mind, visualizing that the Pac-Men were eating the cancer in her body. And she did this from the time she got up. She played this game all day in her imagination, in her body. And guess what? She had a complete remission from her cancer. Imagination. It has unlimited power. Well, high flyers, number three is scripting, and I believe that this is an important tool in manifesting. I know a lot of you like to type it out on your computer, but there's something uniquely powerful about writing it out in analog. So get a pen, get a nice notebook, and write out in detail, in minute detail, the kind of life that you desire to create, the reality that you desire to shift to. Don't just say, I want to be happy. Write out what happiness looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like, who's involved, where you're living, what kind of house, how many rooms. Get into as much detail as possible. If you'll do that, you will give the universe a clear diagram, a clear blueprint, to help you shift your reality. Well, number four is what I simply call reality shifting. Recite powerful I am affirmations and do this. Sit down, become comfortable, relax, turn off your phone, and then recite some powerful I am affirmations. And then close your eyes and walk through a subconscious doorway. Can be an archway, can be a doorway, can be a tunnel. I don't care. It's whatever you create using your imagination. Just walk through it in your mind. After you walk through, someone that lives in your desired reality is going to come and approach you. That person or animal, sometimes it's an animal, is going to take your hand and take you to a portal. Now, I don't know what this portal is going to look like. You may jump down a hole, like in Alice in Wonderland, or you may walk through a doorway, another doorway. I don't know, but it'll be up to your imagination. Allow this guide, this inner guide, to take you to a place where you've already shifted your reality. Once you get there, just become so excited. Feel it. Feel it in your body. Think it in your mind. See it. Feel it. Touch it. Enjoy this new reality. And then quickly, open your eyes. Open your eyes and you've jumped from that reality. You've brought that reality to your present reality. It's kind of amazing, high flyers, because after you do that sudden jump into your present reality, you'll go about your day going, this is the same. Wait, this has changed. Something's different here. Oh, this person's talking to me. They weren't talking to me before. And you'll notice the more you do this exercise, the more you shift your reality. It's absolutely astonishing. Well, high flyers, I told you number five was very important. And it is. It's called detachment. The idea is to allow your reality, the reality that you desire, to come to you rather than you chasing it. Okay? That's why you go through that exercise, through the portal, and you go into that reality, and then you come back into your present reality. But every time you do it, parts of that reality begin to chase you and come into your present reality. It's important that you align your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings and your beliefs with your desired reality, with the reality that you are shifting to. So anytime you find yourself thinking thoughts that are a part of your old reality, simply say, cancel that thought and begin thinking new thoughts. Thoughts that you would only think in your new reality. Now, high flyers, these five techniques are absolutely impressive. They're astonishing, but most importantly, they work. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to do them. Do them for a few days. Do them for a week. And then share them down below. Share your results down below, because I'd like to share in your success. I really would. And I'd like other people to see that it's possible to shift your reality.